The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I mean, do you really think Notre Dame's not going to play USC this year? If football happens.
Well, but it might not be USC's choice. I mean, you start talking about that California government out there.
That's true.
No telling what those guys are going to do.
Okay, do you really think Notre Dame's not going to play Michigan?
If the conference says you're only playing conference games.
Yeah.
I'm sure Michigan doesn't want that to happen, but it doesn't sound like they're going to have a hell of a lot of choice. So, I don't know. I think it would. I'm sure the ACC would take care of them. But if not, if I'm the American Conference, say, hey, how about you just fill in for UConn for one season? Because we're getting rid of them anyway. And we'll put you on the schedule. Boom, you can be UConn. UConn, you can go off and cancel your football program now. I'm ready for this damn thing to end.
You're over Corona.
Yeah, I am. I've been over Corona for a while. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing how many cases we have each day. And, oh, it's going up. It's going up. I'm sick of all these stories that scare the living hell out of you, and then in the last paragraph they tell you the one positive. But you know what? Maybe give me something a little better than that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. All available at podcastarena.com. 713 says, I don't believe there's a gas station that has more bums than the Chevron in Midtown. I get swarmed every time I go there. I don't go to that place anymore for that very reason. And just another public service announcement just for our homeless friends. You dudes that are on the side of the road that keep walking right up to the windows of cars, you might want to watch that, because I don't want you coming up to my window. I'm not rolling down my window for you, because I got to say there's probably not anything stopping the Rona in the homeless and the homeless groups right now. So don't be coming up to my window. I do have protection.
Well, no, that can't protect you from the Rona.
No, but the window can. And they're getting so bold. I'm really uncomfortable with it. I'm not going to, I mean, I wave you off. That means go away. Don't come up and knock on my window. 281 says, I need advice. I'm a pilot. The FAA wanted a report from my doctor about me. Had a phone call with her, paid $250. Called the FAA today and come to find out she never even sent the report in.
Ooh.
She disregarded my past 4 emails I sent her. What do I do now? You know?
Call Lawyer Dave.
You know, I think I would call Lawyer Dave. Honestly, no kidding aside there. I mean, I think 713-626-8900, and he'll give you the advice.
There you go.
Because that seems to me that she's not doing her job. So 346 says, I don't think homeless dude is listening. You'd be surprised. We have homeless listeners, and I like our homeless listeners. Just don't come up to my car. That's all. Don't come and knock on my window. It's really bad at this one point and at this one place, but that's the only way I can actually get here from my house. So I can't avoid it, but yeah, it's just getting bad, and it's irritating me. I mean, you'd be irritated if people kept walking up to your window and pounding on it.
Not me. I like it when they do that.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Well, you can deal with them.
I always tell them, hey, come over here and knock on my window.
I don't like it when people get in line behind me and they're only 3 feet away. By the way, can I say happy birthday to my oldest, Will, who's 22 today.
Happy birthday, William.
He's a
Is
year.
Is it William or Willis?
It's Will. His real name's William, but.
You should have named him Willis.
Why would I name him Willis?
I don't know. It seems like it's something different. It's a little hipper than William.
But he goes by Will, which is...
He can still go by much, Will if his name was Willis.
Eh, it's not Willis. He was
Didn't
named,
we go over this like a week and a half
we
ago?
Did.
This was a family name?
Yes, we did. So just stop. And don't forget your idea, Aaron, because you did not tell me it over the break.
I wrote it down.
Okay. Because I want to know if it's the same idea I had. But, yeah, I mean, I feel for the homeless. I do my best to buy them something every now and then whenever I see them. But I really don't think they should be allowed to come up and knock on your window while you're stuck at a light.
Well, I mean, who's in, like, you say they shouldn't be allowed to, but, like, who's enforcing rules on this?
Well, so I have to enforce it myself? I have to put my piece in my lap so they can see it?
You think that's going to stop them?
I would hope it would.
I don't think it would. What are you going to do? I mean, you'd go to jail if you shot a homeless guy for knocking on your window.
I'm not going to shoot him for knocking on my window, but I'm going to let him know if he tries to get in the window, he is going to get shot.
Well, that's reasonable.
And the story's going to change.
That is illegal.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think I'm asking too much. So, switches are technically off the grid, Fred. That's true. And I do know people with boats and that do go shark fishing and maybe could use some bait. Okay. That's good. Thank you. Now I know what to do.
You've sold Fred on this crime.
It's all good. It's not a crime. Well, if they're off the grid.
That's true.
Lamont asks, is a possibility that your son will be a better rider than you? Yeah. I'm not a very good rider. I'm really not. I'm a good storyteller. But, yeah, he's very talented, so I could see him being much better than me down the road. But the thing is, you need some experience, and, he'll get it.
Some sexual experience.
Well, no, it's not sexual experience. You need some life.
But you need that, too.
Well, you need life experience.
Yeah.
And that's part of a life experience.
Honestly, if I were you, what I would get my son for his birthday is psychedelic mushrooms.
No.
Okay.
I'll get him a nice whiskey.
That's not going to help him be creative.
Yeah, but he'll figure it out over time. That's the thing. I thought I was...
You always said you would get him the good weed if he wanted to try weed.
He doesn't want to. He's not interested.
What if he wants to try psychedelic mushrooms?
I don't think so. But...
I recommend it. Everyone should try it once in their life.
I wouldn't mind trying it, but I got so... messed up with when I got slipped acid that I'm kind of scared of anything psychedelic. But as far as writing goes, and when you're 22 years old, you might be a skilled writer, but without real life experience, the one thing you find out is that the things you do and the people you meet become your subjects, or at least part of them. And when you've got a bunch of experiences and you understand a bunch of things, it's so much easier to tell better stories. But that's not to say you can't be a great writer at 22 and sell a novel and make a bunch of money, but you're going to be if you're not a better writer at 42 than you are at 22, then you probably haven't been living life right. Now, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of novelists that are the same person now that they were when they're 22 because they locked themselves. And basically they've been self-distancing for 30 years and sitting in a room and just writing.
Yeah.
They're good writers, but. To me, I think having a little experience helps. Somebody says, well, you don't know you're taking a hallucinogen. It's the bleeping worst. Try again knowing. I might. But, yeah, that was a former friend of mine gave me a thing and told me it was an edible, and it was not an edible. It was acid.
I mean some of the best.
If you could eat it, it was technically edible.
Yeah, definitely. But the implication was it was edible marijuana. Do you know if the river is still open? Could really go for a good float this weekend. I don't think it is. I think that was part of the shutdown. Yeah. Basically, I think all they did was shut down bars in the river.
And I'll be honest, as someone who floated the river since the pandemic started, and I floated the Frio, which is a lot different than like the Comal or the Guadalupe, where there's just constantly just thousands of people on the river. I did notice, like, I was on the Saturday really, and kind of the Sunday. That I was out there, there was just too many people on the river, and I didn't want to float it. So it gets packed, and I would have been, had I floated on a Saturday or Sunday, I would have been really uncomfortable.
I just canceled my trip for August for the time being because, I mean, if everything goes back down and they lift restrictions, I can rebook then.
But yeah.
Right now, we had to cancel by tomorrow to make sure we got our money back. So we just said, you know what? Screw it.
Well, I forgot to even ask you. What'd you do with your time off? Where the hell have you been?
I went to Lake Charles with my grandparents.
Oh, no.
My grandmother really wanted to go to the Golden Nugget. And
you went to the Nug?
Yep.
Oh, boy. What was it like?
Yeah, what was it like?
It was actually really good. For the only place that there wasn't a crazy amount of social distancing, of course, like craps tables and stuff like that, but when we got there on Monday morning, the pool was really packed, so we didn't go down to the pool or anything. We waited till Tuesday. By Tuesday, there was almost nobody, so every group that decided to go down to the pool had their own area. Nobody interfered with anybody. Everybody else was in the casino and everything like that. People wearing masks, sanitizing. I wore my mask most of the time except for when I was eating or drinking, so I felt safe being there.
All right. Well,
I hope you didn't bring the Rona back to us.
You better not have.
I don't think I did, but, you know.
How many people were playing? Like, how many people per blackjack table?
Three.
What was the poker room like?
I didn't actually go play. I walked by. There were four tables going. I think they had an eight-table room. And I think I saw four or five people per table.
Okay.
Man, I prefer when there's less people at a blackjack table.
Yeah, I
do too.
And I also, like, when I go to Louisiana, and I prefer going, like, to Shreveport than to Lake Charles. Even, the casinos are obviously nicer in Lake Charles. But Coushatta, what they've got is pitch blackjack. And, boy, if I could have a three-man table for pitch blackjack, I'd be a happy camper, boy.
Yeah, I need more than four or five players at a poker table. It's got to be at least six, especially when they're taking a rake, because it makes the game so much harder. So when they get back to doing like seven, then maybe I'd think about it.
Yeah, we were there for my grandmother's and my little sister's 21st birthday from April, because we never got to go to New Orleans like we were supposed to. So I spent time teaching her how to play blackjack for a while, and she lost a lot of money, and then Tuesday night, we all went to sleep around 11:30. She walked into the room at like 3:30. We all woke up and looked at her and said, "Where the hell have you been?" "Oh, I've been winning money." And she ended up going home with money. Then the rest of us didn't.
Sounds like a Hoffman trip to Vegas.
There you go.
Getting back to the bar thing, 936 says, the problem is the state has to make a blanket law against bars because the general population is a dummy total. And that's the problem.
But it's a bummer.
Yeah. It's not fair. It's just not fair. But that's, you know, unfortunately, that's, life isn't fair. We know that. You do the best you can.
You know what you do when life isn't fair?
Drink a Carbucks.
Of course, because you know what that is? That's the great equalizer. Maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe your boss is a jerk. Maybe you work with an idiot, and you're like, I'm so sick of working with this idiot. But guess what? When you go home, you pop open a Carbuck, and the whole day, all your troubles float away. They've got something for everybody, man. I've been talking about the Vive Cella and the Lil Cella because those aren't styles of beer that I would normally drink. But I tried them on the river, and out in that hot, hot sun, oh, boy, are those nice and refreshing. I particularly like the Vive Cella a lot with the little salt and lime. But the Lil Cella, if you're trying to watch your figure, has 96 calories per can. And that, honestly, that's a selling point for me right now because I'm trying to get back into my modeling career, and that's the only way to do it. Guys, they're making sure the grocery stores are stocked with their goods, so get out there and get you some when you go to the grocery store. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you're able to go back to a bar, make sure you ask the bartender for a Carbock.
Let me tell you something about my life and every single chain and my diamond rings, the way you walk in.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Dude, her voice is so sexy. I mean, it's a great voice. She's got an amazing range. Plus, she does rock. Lizzie Hale.
Until she got her hair cut.
I mean, I still worship her. So, Lamont says, speaking of writing, did this COVID shutdown help George R. R. Martin? Or does anyone ever care for his last book at this point? He's got two books left to write. It's not just one. And he says he's been working on it, but I'm honestly, I'm done with him. I mean, we know how the story ended. The TV show had been consistently better than the books regardless. I don't need him. I'm okay if he never releases them because...
You're done with him.
Yeah. I mean, we know what happened, right?
Yeah.
And I always said I liked the TV show better because it got rid of a bunch of boring-ass characters that had nothing to do with anything. And, yeah, so I'm okay without it. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Hey, we never got to this, but did you see that the woman who went viral, the liquor store employee who broke the Patrick Mahomes news?
No.
She beat Schefter on it, basically, because her name's Kate Camlin. She works at a liquor store in Kansas City. She tweeted an hour and a half before Schefter's scoop that she suspected the Chiefs and Mahomes had reached a deal. And here's how she knew. She figured it out after a Chiefs front office employee bought six bottles of Dom Perignon to celebrate a signing that was not Chris Jones. So she just used a little deductive reasoning, tweeted out a front office employee for the Chiefs, came in and bought six bottles of Dom, said there's a big signing today, bunch of eyeballs. He said it's not Chris Jones, so my guess is a Mahomes deal.
There you go.
And then later she tweeted, holy bleep, I beat Schefter, ha ha ha. So, yeah, she got a lot of attention online. Kansas City Star did a story, but she said she's overwhelmed by the attention, but was thankful she didn't get trouble at work. She goes, I was very overwhelmed and stressed out. I was worried about getting in trouble. Everything is fine, but my anxiety is through the roof. Well, you know what? You work in a liquor store. You know how you deal with that?
Drink.
Make it a Carbach.
That's right.
But that's kind of cool. That probably would have been a good way to break a story there.
Yep.
Yeah, 409 says official, no winds of winter in 2020. I wouldn't expect it. I don't. Does anybody just, 832 asks, how is the TV show ahead of the books when the ending still be in his head somewhere? Because he met with them and told them how it was going to end with about three seasons left because the TV show was getting way ahead of the books. And so, yeah, that's how it ends. And he says he's not changing the ending just because you guys didn't like it. Which,
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, it's so if you already know how it ended, and listen, I'm an avid reader. I actually, yesterday people were asking about some of those books that I mentioned. I re-downloaded a couple of them because I hadn't read them in a while. So I love reading stuff, but can I throw a unpopular opinion out there?
Sure.
You know, I always say, hey, I'm a good storyteller. I'm not a great writer. I think he's a good storyteller, and he's not that great of a writer. I think he overwrites. I think all of his books are, some of them are just completely tedious. And it's one of the things that I'm not a fan of. But it was a great story that caught on. I think, and there's some fantastic characters in there, but I think he just fallen in love with all of his characters. And so he creates more and more and more.
And, yeah.
And this is a little inside baseball, but when you're writing a novel and creating a universe, you're kind of being God. Well, guess what? God falls in love with some of his subjects. And hey, I have characters that I like more than others. It's just that you want to succeed. And I think he gets overwhelmed with that. And I thought the great thing that the TV show did was narrow that down.
Yeah.
And you know, and I know people who love the books are going to just be, oh, you're crazy. These books are fan. I gotta tell you, there's a bunch of better fantasy novels that would have made great shows. But Eric asked, what's going on with the CFL this year? They have not announced anything.
My bet is they don't play.
I think
they're more careful than Americans.
Yeah, and they're smarter up there. But I have not heard anything. It looks now like maybe and they're hoping to push it back enough to have an 8-game season. Problem is they can't really push it into starting in November because you got some places up there that get pretty damn cold about them, and there are outdoor stadiums, but they haven't given up on it yet. And They may do a tournament, but I've seen a lot of different stuff, but nothing's been decided yet. But as of now, there's not a specific plan, which, again...
You've got the wrong 100%.
Yeah, it's just something went down wrong there.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what he said. But they'll get something done. It's just the smart thing to do now is not make plans because it's all going to change.
Yep.
And
that's why, man, I'll be honest. So I've been doing, I did a sports map video today. I've been doing them pretty regularly, like every Thursday and sometimes on Tuesdays too. But, every time we get to talking, I'm like, are we sure that baseball's even going to happen? Like, do we know for a, like, we're talking baseball. Are we sure it's going to happen? Like, we're talking about it like, oh yeah, it's a certainty, but I've still got my doubts about all these sports happening.
Well, I joke about how I think we should have a disclaimer every day if sports comes back. Because they all have a plan, and that's great. But we all had plans 2 weeks ago when things were open, and they all changed suddenly. And so I don't know. I mean, I hope baseball – I don't really care if baseball comes back or not. I hope football does. But right now, I think it looks bleak now because this is – we're going through this really bad time. And that's when everybody's thinking, oh, well, we shouldn't do it at all, which I think is an overreaction. If you can pull off fight cards like the UFC's doing, although I've also said all along that's easier because you have fewer people together. You know, when you start getting into basketball and guys are out there grinding on each other in the court and everything else, there's a lot more people you're in contact with team sports. But the Premier League seems to be doing well in England. The Bundesliga, they seem to be doing well, although I'm not supposed to mention soccer. But, there are people pulling it off, and it's not getting bad. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but the Lone Star Park was running, you know, near Dallas. They shut that down. A lot of tracks are still running, but things are bad in Dallas, and they were allowing guests, and I mean, not guests, but fans and everything to go in there in distance, but they had to shut it down. So I don't know, man, because in 2 weeks, what if the cases suddenly almost just disappear? Then that could change everything, right? I mean, I don't think that's unlikely, but that's why all the speculation is so, that's all it is. And I don't want to get into the trap of, well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And it looks like the NBA is going to happen. Well, we don't know, man. We think baseball looks like it's going to happen. That would be great. And 4-9 says, it's like Tyson said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. So, and will the NBA react the way it did when the Gobert news hit? Because they just basically canceled everything in the middle of games right then and there. Is that how they're going to react to this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that they don't know either.
That's why I keep saying none of us know how. I mean, right now it's easy because games aren't started up. So, someone got the Rona. Okay, well, he's not going to participate in the thing. We're going to add somebody else. But then what happens when three guys get it on the same day? What do you do? Like, and we've seen with the MLS, I mean, some of these...
Dallas didn't even go. FC Dallas.
Yeah.
And I guess Nashville's out now, too. So, yeah, it's they can adjust a little bit. But how are you going to adjust the NBA if you get two teams in there that get it? And what if it's the Lakers and Clippers? Or the Lakers and the Bucks? Your teams that are supposed to be playing for the championship. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and same thing with hockey. As much as I love hockey, I don't really know that they should be doing this. Now, I feel better that they're doing it in Canada because they have done a better job up there with it. But what good does that do if American teams bring it up there?
Yeah.
So... All right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 504, I hate when people say who is supposed to be playing for a championship. Why have a playoff if two teams are expected to be there? I feel it weakens the season and the playoffs to expect certain teams to win.
Who says that?
504.
So we shouldn't, like, does it weaken the regular season to assume that the Chiefs are going to be good?
Nope.
Or
first off,
Alabama's going to be good?
First off, a little context here, because we're talking about NBA playoffs. And I think you're kind of missing the context in that this is not going to be a normal type season. But when does the NBA regular season ever mean anything? Really, the playoffs don't mean anything because you know there's at most three teams every year that have a chance to get to the finals. So I'm sorry that you hate that, but yeah, so I guess we're not.
I mean, if you want us to just pretend like the Nets are probably going to be there, we can.
Yeah.
But the truth is we know who's they took more teams than necessary down to the bubble.
They did. And, you know, guess what? The whole speculation thing that we were talking about before, this is a different season. So put your comments in context, man. But yeah, you know what? That, like, oh, the Astros, should we speculate whether or not they can win the World Series? And no, I hate that. Let's not do it. Come on, man. That's sports talk, bro. Jeez. Really wonder about people sometimes.
Pretty odd.
So I mentioned the Nancy's Hustle folks are opening a new place. It's called Tiny Champions. And it's going to be a...
Will there be little people serving you?
Well, I hope so. That would be awesome. You know how I feel about that. But they're hiring people now. This sounds like something that you would love. You and your wife both, based on the things that were stolen from your mailbox. They're going to serve up pizza and pasta with a focus on natural fermentation, including naturally leavened pizza dough and a variety of pickled and preserved vegetables. The bar program will also focus on natural wine and simple cocktails. And it's going to be Tiny Champions of Flavor.
Where is it at?
It's about a block, two blocks from Nancy's Hustle, so it's in my neighborhood. So I'll be trying it for sure when it opens. But those guys do almost nothing wrong. So I can't wait to try it. But that does sound like something you guys would like.
Yeah.
I have a story from Japan for you.
All right.
Have you thought about going back to school, either one of you guys, getting another degree?
Nope.
Because here's one that I think you might like. A Japanese man has earned the first ever master's degree in ninja studies.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound cool?
I'm listening.
He's got great skills.
Known for their secrecy and high levels of skill, ninjas were masters of espionage, sabotage, assassination, and guerrilla warfare, dating back to at least the 14th century. So there were also independent farmers. And basically, the course, which is taught at Mie University Ninja Research Center in Iga, first began back in 2018 and teaches students history, traditional fighting skills, and survival skills, such as how to traverse mountainous areas while remaining undetected. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
I mean, I could never do it. I can't even... there's nothing I can traverse without being detected at this stage.
Hey, look at the big fat person.
Yeah. But, yeah, so you can get your master's in ninja studies if you're in Japan.
If you're in Japan. They don't offer that at... HCC.
What about Lone Star College?
Star? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No Lone Star?
No. Or at Stanford.
Well, apparently.
They canceled that program.
Fencing.
Yeah.
You probably had to start as a fencer.
Yeah. And if you really excelled, ninja school.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Not now. I think a ninja program at Stanford would have been pretty badass. Because anytime you get a degree from Stanford... of any kind.
Oh, yeah.
That's a game changer, right? Boy, yeah. If you could be a ninja from Stanford.
That's big.
We were talking the other day about team name changes, and as mentioned, how the Chicago Blackhawks are not a team that's going to change theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually issued a statement on it. It says, the Chicago Blackhawks name and logo symbolizes an important and historic person, Blackhawk of Illinois' Sac and Fox Nation, whose leadership in life has inspired generations of Native Americans, veterans, and the public. We celebrate Blackhawk's legacy by offering ongoing, reverent examples of Native American culture, traditions, and contributions, providing a platform for genuine dialogue with local and national Native American groups. As the team's popularity grew over the past decade, so did that platform and our work with these important organizations. Recognize there's a fine line between respect and disrespect, and we commend other teams for their willingness to engage in that conversation. We are committed to raising the bar even higher to expand awareness of Blackhawk and the important contributions of all Native American people. So, I think that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a pretty cool reason. It's a pretty cool thing they're doing. And because I've had people ask me about why aren't they changing it? Now, the logo looks a little, but Pat in the 409 asks, hey, AJ, speaking of your mailbox, do you think the Rona got the bandit?
No. I read a story. I meant to bring it in. I believe that the bandit is dead. Got into a tussle with a police officer and a lady cop.
And we talked about that when it happened.
But you didn't know. We were joking that it might be the guy.
I think that was him.
Wow.
I think that was him.
Well, good job, lady officer.
Yep. Still no word. I've already replaced everything that was stolen. But if I get extras and one of you guys want a backpack to carry around your dog, I can probably hook you guys up.
Yeah, my smallest dog is 50 pounds. I don't think the dog's getting in the backpack.
All right. Well, you're lost.
But I appreciate
you can put your cat in it.
I ain't taking that cat anywhere. Cat and I are not friends.
I thought the cat you weren't friends with is the one that got eaten.
No, that was the one I liked.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was... Neither one of them were good cats.
It's the worst when you've got two cats and the one that you hate is the one that doesn't get eaten.
Yeah. He didn't get eaten. He had a heart attack.
Aaron, you know all these times when people have heart attacks and they bleed? How often do you see that?
It wasn't blood. There was hair everywhere. And he clearly got cornered, fought... But there was no visible cuts or markings.
Okay.
And, you know, I think there was some post-mortem chewing because they thought it was a toy. But, yeah. But, no, that cat I liked, I didn't hate. How's that? I liked him better than this cat, who I just can't stand. But, you know, he's the one who lived. And, God, cats live like 25 years. That thing's going to outlive me. And it's like, okay, great. What are you going to do? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I have another thing that's kind of one of those your worst nightmare things. Let's say you're sleeping. This is China, which is, of course, the Florida of Asia. We know that. And something's in your ear and bugging you. Well, this woman went to the doctor, and turns out it was a live cockroach stuck in her ear.
God, that's a horrible thing to happen. Yeah. I've told the story before about when the moth flew in my ear when I was in the Army.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like debilitating. I mean, it's a...
But apparently she was sleeping, and the thing crawled into her ear.
Ugh.
Which is the worst.
That is the worst, because cockroaches are inherently grosser than moths.
Yeah. I mean, at least a moth... It's a moth.
Although this moth was massive.
Oh, really?
It looked like it was something that Buffalo Bill would have in his house.
Oh, cool. But she said, I couldn't see what was inside my ear, but I felt it crawling even deeper when I was digging my ear with a stick. So Dr. Yi, after she was brought in by her worried family members, spotted the yellow cockroach wiggling in the woman's ear canal using something called an otoscope, and he pulled it out with a pair of tweezers. The bug would be likely to burrow in her eardrum if not removed in time. He'd already treated another two patients who suffered the same problem as her several years ago. So, okay, now not only does China have bubonic plague, not only did they start the Rona, now they've got cockroaches that crawl in your ear. That's not good. Hey, man, fuck that.
Agreed.
Yeah. 662 says, being eaten in a heart attack is pretty much the same thing for it. No, it's not. They're not the same thing. Dead is the same, yes. But if you have a heart attack, that's better than Buffalo Bill eating you. All right, let's just take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friend, Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health. And I talked to Dr. Doe about prostate, enlarged prostate, and BPH, as the doctors call it in the medical lingo. The symptoms might be frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting to pee. If that's you or someone you know, there's some options, some surgical options even, and one of those surgical options involves a drill going inside your pee hole, and it's probably the worst option of any option in the history of time, and the worst thing about it is, after it's done, there's a chance your penis just might never work again, and that would be really sad. And Dr. Doe said, you know what, I got to start doing this new procedure, PAE. The first doctor in Houston to do it over at Elite Health is Dr. Doe. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. They use x-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours. It's safe. It's easy. And Dr. Doe's the guy you want. Nobody's done more than him. And it's covered by most insurance plans. Call 832-860-4618 to learn more and check them out online at choosepae.com. That's 832-860-4618 or choosepae.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come see us tomorrow over under Sports Bar at in Webster, 1416 FM 528.
Have you ever been to this place?
No. Well, no.
Have you ever been to this place, Aaron?
No. I didn't get to so because it's like everything closed down too
fast. It's a new spot, right?
Yeah, apparently they just were opening when the Rona hit. So looking forward to it. That's I drove by it the other day when we kind of went on our drive around down there, but looking forward to it. So
there's soon to be a new poker room over that way too that I've been talking to lately.
Oh yeah. Interesting. But I assume they're still the poker rooms are still open.
This one was supposed to get off the ground literally the weekend they shut everything down. So they're still, I think, doing some.
I hate the Rona so bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty over it myself. It'd be really nice if we could just find a cure or something.
Yeah, or just a vaccine, or yeah. if it would just decide to go away on its own, like the Spanish flu did.
I
always have some hopping on Hollywood here.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. certainly do. Waiting for you to throw it to me, Fred.
Sorry. I it just snapped to me that this is the last segment.
You know, we've talked about Lady Antebellum and how it was really important for them to change their name to Lady A because it was racist and they wanted to. They don't want to have anything to do with racism and they want to lift up their black brothers because a lot of black people were offended by the name Lady Antebellum. Actually, zero were that I know of, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is offensive about that?
Well,
I don't know.
It's a name that's apparently associated with slavery in America. I didn't know that.
I mean, the meaning of the word is before war, and people associated Antebellum with the Civil War.
Well, here's a problem, though, and this is totally not racist. A Seattle-based black blues singer named Anita White, who's gone by the stage name Lady A for more than two decades, wasn't all that happy about the band switching their name to Lady A. So because Lady Antebellum is so woke and they believe in equality and they want to make sure that black people are treated right in this country, they did what anybody would do in their situation. They said, how about we sue your ass? And the band isn't asking for monetary damages. They apparently just want they're suing her for the right to trademark the name. And it says the band isn't asking for monetary damages or attempting to prohibit her from also using the name Lady A. They just want to make sure that she can't fight them over using it. Doesn't seem right to me.
No.
She and her team have demanded a $10 million payment, so reluctantly, we have come to the conclusion that we need to ask a court to affirm our right to continue to use the name Lady A, a trademark we have held for many years. So that's the lawsuit further claims the band applied to register the name Lady A for entertainment purposes, including live performances and streaming programming. Prior to 2020, she did not challenge in any way the planet's open, obvious, and widespread nationwide and international use of the Lady A mark as a source indicator for the plaintiff's record. So there's a big fight now over Lady A. She's being sued now because they chose to change their name to her name.
Her name, yeah. Which
it makes sense. She should be the one who's being sued. Naya Rivera is now... She was missing in a lake in California. She is... I think she was only famous from the show Glee. But she was famous for a short time. And her life jacket was still on the boat. The boat was found, and she was not. And they say that she jumped. Her son says she jumped in the water and didn't come back up. And now they have decided to treat it basically as a recovery mission. She's now presumed dead after going missing in the lake. There was a lot of people mad because she is a person of color, and Twitter wanted the cops to go find her immediately. Like, that they should have focused all their efforts on finding her.
Good luck.
But she is now presumed dead in the lake, which that sucks. But there's a new streaming video platform called Quibi. Have any of you guys heard of this?
Yeah, I don't need any more streaming video platforms, by the way, but go ahead.
Well, they gave a 3-month trial, and 4.5 million people have downloaded Quibi and got their 3-month trial. And to date, after that 90-day trial ended, 90% or 30-day trial, 90% of people have said bye. So that's not a great business model if you say, we're going to get you. It's, Disney Plus did this too. Hey, here's a free trial. Everybody's like, okay, free trial. And then when the trial's up, everybody's like, nah, we don't need this.
That's where the LeBron documentary on the Astros cheating scandal is supposed to be.
Well, if you want to see it, you better hurry. And my boy, Sacha Baron Cohen, has been arrested.
Oh, dear.
This time, it was reported that he was at the Mark Hotel in Manhattan, and he was supposed to do an interview with Rudy Giuliani. In the course of an interview, a man, later identified as Sacha Baron Cohen, entered the interview room, and Giuliani says, this guy comes running in wearing a crazy, what I would say, a pink transgender outfit. It was a pink bikini with lace underneath a translucent mesh top. It looked absurd. He had the beard, bare legs, and wasn't what I would call distractingly attractive. Giuliani, who once famously appeared in drag at a New York City charity event, said he didn't immediately recognize that it was Sacha Baron Cohen. This person comes in yelling and screaming. I thought this must be a scam or a shakedown, so I reported it to police. He then ran away.
God.
Cohen apparently is filming another season of his Showtime series, Who is America?, in which he engages people while in various disguises to showcase their attitudes, usually by prompting with absurd questions or costumes. Giuliani did say he was a fan of some of Baron Cohen's films, mentioning Borat, which is by far the best Sacha Baron Cohen film.
Yeah, and it's not even close.
I would say, honestly, this will be an unpopular opinion, and I got a lot of pushback for this. I think it's one of the 5 funniest movies ever made, and I would say it's maybe the funniest movie made in the last 15 to 20 years. It is... it's very inappropriate, and... Yeah. You know,
but that's okay.
You have to accept it because it's comedy, but it is great. And that is Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
I think the first Hangover would be the one movie that I would throw in that mix as well. But yeah, I love that movie. Have you ever seen his wife? She's an Australian actress, redheaded Australian actress.
Yeah.
She is smoking hot.
Oh, yeah. Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
She's from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. That's her. She's If you look hard enough, you'll find photos of them doing nasty things to each other, by the way.
I would never do that.
No, I wouldn't either. It just happened to pop up while I was searching for her one time. But, all right. So tomorrow, come and see us. We'll be out, and we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it. Be nice to get in the car and head down to Webster.
That's it.
And I'm sure we'll have some of our usual friends will be there as well. And you know, we'll wrap up the week in style.
The way we should wrap it up.
Indeed.
It's like having one of those glow-in-the-dark condoms. Wrap it up in style.
They make those?
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, have to get that for masturbation. All right. Aaron, welcome back. Good to have you back. Good job. Hoffman, great job as always. I was pretty mediocre today, which, you know, hey, it's better than Bill O'Brien. We'll see you guys in Webster tomorrow. We got late hits coming up next. Is Braddock back?
I believe so.
All right. So you got the whole team together. Creighton and Braddock, check them out. Do a great job. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.